Bosses kept hiring in spite of predictions. I'm David Brancaccio. There's news this morning that hiring in America got unexpectedly stronger in December, with 216,000 more people on payrolls. Experts thought the unemployment rate would get a tad worse. Instead, it held steady at a very low rate of 3.7%. Let's consult Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial in New York, on a jobs report that many financial players see as stronger than expected.
I don't even know that it necessarily was stronger than expected, because there was a big downward revision to October and November. You know, these numbers bounce around from month to month. What you want to look at is, what is the longer term trend doing? The bond market is really nervous because they're counting on March rate cuts, and the Fed has given every indication they're not ready to start cutting rates that soon. But they will cut rates this year.
Where was some of the hiring?
It was mostly on the service side, health and education and leisure and hospitality, which have been the two biggest job gainers. There were a few job gains in construction, a little bit in manufacturing. One of the other themes that's evident in the employment report, aggregate hours worked rising at a slower rate than GDP. And what that means is productivity growth. And what that means is rising living standards, which obviously is a good thing.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for. FHN chief economist Christopher Lowe. Now, they used to advertise better living through chemistry in Las Vegas. In the coming days, the subtext seems to be better living through silicon. It is the annual CES extravaganza, what used to be called the Consumer Electronics Show. This year, artificial intelligence is expected to take center stage. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here. Nova?
It certainly is. Gadget makers are vying to incorporate generative artificial intelligence tools into products that the public will find useful. For example, we're expecting to showcase a showcase of a security system for schools that claims to use video cameras paired with artificial intelligence to detect someone approaching a school with a gun. There will be a presentation of software that claims AI can figure out people's vitals and mental state. And we expect to see efforts to integrate AI into vehicles in various ways. Something pretty simple that's gotten a lot of attention already, David, is Microsoft. It's expected to show off a new PC keyboard with a dedicated button to call up an AI assistant.
All right, just don't press it by mistake. Now, the trick
Indeed. In
all of this is to separate vaporware from real wear. The puffery can run thick at this place.
It can certainly do that. Look, CES is a huge event. There are thousands of exhibitors. A lot of ideas get thrown around every year. And, you know, it can be really hard to know what will stick with the public. In fact, last year at CES, there was an exhibition entitled Gallery of Flops. It had things like the Microsoft Zune, which you may or may not remember. It was the failed iPod Challenger, David.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
Texas has revamped how it allocates money to community colleges. The new system doesn't just bump up the funding for campuses. The state is trying to beef up the future workforce and meet interest in education outside traditional four-year degrees. Marketplace's Elizabeth Troval reports from Houston.
When Angel Garcia Don Juan found out he could take free dual credit courses at his local community college while attending high school in Dallas, he decided to take full advantage.
English 1301, 1302, the, you know, basic prereq courses, U.S. history, Texas history.
Now he's in his junior year studying urban policy and planning at University of North Texas. He says those credits saved his family roughly $7,000 on tuition and exposed him to higher ed as a first-generation college student.
For me, dual credit was free and accessible.
But when he spoke to his cousins in the Houston area, he realized not all Texas students have the same access.
They weren't able to participate at all because it was too expensive.
It led him to support the community college funding overhaul in Texas that went into effect this fiscal year. The new funding structure is bringing $1 billion to 50 institutions across the state. One of them is the Alamo Colleges District in San Antonio, run by Chancellor Mike Flores.
We're fortunate to serve about 73,000 students this past fall semester at five colleges, and 78% of our students are students of color.
He says this year, the revamp is bringing his schools $20 million additional dollars. Some of that is going towards advocacy centers that help students stay in school when they're in a bind.
Perhaps they had to go to the emergency room and they need to pay that deductible. And with the additional state funding this year, we now provide 24/7 mental health care.
The new formula doesn't just pull from a bigger pot of money. It also moves away from the traditional enrollment-based approach, says Jonathan Feinstein, who advocated for the new law with the Education Trust.
Now, a majority of those dollars that community colleges receive will be driven by student success.
Success like getting credentialed in a high-demand field, transferring to a four-year institution, or completing dual-credit courses while in high school. Many states are reconsidering their approach to community colleges, which tend to end up with less public funding while serving more disadvantaged populations. Richmond Fed economist Laura Dawson Ulrich.
They're serving local students that want to transfer to four-year institutions. They're serving high school students that then want to take those credits, typically in transfer, or maybe even get a workforce credential while they're in high school.
But she says shorter-term programs still lag behind in funding. I'm Elizabeth Troval for Marketplace.
Our executive producer is Kelly Silvera. Digital producer Dylan Mietinen. Engineer is Drew Jostad is his name. And Becca Wyman is hers. It's Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Jerez, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.